Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Base 9-2. Another point of machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and this regards whether one can use nolad as a Pesach. That means, we've explained what Pesach is, that we say that if a person says, originally, when I made the neder, if I would have thought about it, and I would have taken a given consequence into consideration, I would have never made the neder. That's how Pesach works, to say the neder, therefore, was never binding from the beginning. The question is, what happens if the consequence that arose, something which was highly unlikely at the time the neder was taken? So, for example, a person says, I'm never going into that house ever again. So Pesach would be, we say, listen, if you'd have thought for 45 minutes with the pencil and paper, all the potential consequences of what could happen, how that could mess you up, and you thought of what could reasonably happen, would you have taken the neder still? So let's say a person is busy making that neder, and they say to him, hypothetically, you know, you never know, one day that house could turn into a Beis Knesses, in which case you'd be messed up, that'd be a closer shul, and you wouldn't be able to go to shul now in the convenient shul because the house you restricted as a neder has become a shul. You sure want to make that neder? So the God rolls his eyes at the time and say, you know, yeah, right. I mean, of course, it's theoretically possible that could become a shul, but why in the world should it? Therefore, that's not that he says, even though that possibility, I'm not going to bother with, and I'll let my neder stand anyways. So then, later on, when the house becomes a shul, so of course he's unhappy with the consequences of his neder, but the becoming the shul is a nolad. It's an event that occurred that wouldn't have been reasonably assumed at the time the guy took the neder. So could such an event, such a nolad, an unanticipated event, which now has created consequences for his neder he doesn't like, could he then say, listen, retroactively, this should be my Pesach, because if I would have known that the house would become a shul, I wouldn't have taken the neder in the first place, or not? So that's the machlokas here. Vod am Reb Eliezer, poschin benolad. Reb Eliezer says, yes, you could consider nolad, unlike the events that you wouldn't have anticipated at the time, to be relevant to your neder. You could take them to effect after the fact. The Chachamim Osram, the Chachamim say no. They say a nolad, an unexpected event that's highly unlikely, can't be used for a Pesach. And the din will be like the Chachamim. Here the Mishnah gives examples. Ketzad, for example, Amar konam she'eni ne'ane le'ish ploni. A guy takes a neder against so-and-so, and he thinks, you know, he's useless and just a pain in the neck. But then, v'nase sofer, he becomes, according to the Bar Tanura, he becomes a Talmud Chacham, and he needs him for his, as the Rav. Others learn that the sofer here is, like Tosfos learns, it's a lavlar, it's a scribe. And the point is that, again, you know, he needs a local scribe to write up some contract or, you know, a get or something. But at the time he made the neder, who would have thought this guy would amount to anything, let alone a Rav, according to that pshat, or a scribe, according to the other pshat? So he would have dismissed it as not being likely. But then something surprising happened, and he became the sofer. Or similarly, let's say a guy takes a neder for a fixed amount of time. He says, you know, my neighbor Shimon, he's a pain in the neck for the next 30 days. I want nothing to do with him. I take a neder. And then, you know, in a very short amount of time, Shimon's son gets engaged and then is going to get married, all within that 30 days. So at the time he made the neder, the chance of Shimon's son getting engaged and married are very slim, because that doesn't usually happen in 30 days. Very unlikely. But now the guy wants to participate in the Sheva Brachas. He wants, you know, be Mishatef in the Suda's wedding suit or whatever the story is. So could he, again, use that nolad, that unexpected event of the son getting married so fast, can use that as a Pesach to say, if I'd have known the son would have gotten married so quickly, I would have never made the neder. And that's what the Mishnah says inside. O Shahaya Masi es Beno Bekarov, or it turns out this guy ends up marrying off his son very soon within the window of the original neder. Va'amar, and the noda, the one who took the neder, his claim is, Ilu Haisi Yodea Shehu Naase Sofer, if I'd have known that he would turn out to be a Talmud Chacham, or he would turn out to be a scribe, as that pshat goes, O Shu Masi es Beno Bekarov, or I'd have known that his son is about to get engaged and get married like ASAP within that small window of time, Lo Hayisi Noder, I'd have never made that neder. That's what the guy's saying now, in this counterfactual world where he, at the time, he didn't have any inkling of that. But we're saying the guy who took the neder is saying he's imagining that if he would have known the facts before, he would have made it. He would have not done the neder. Or similarly, another example says the Mishnah, Konam Lubayezesh Eni Nechnas. His example he used before, a guy takes a neder, he's never going to his house ever again, it's forbidden to him. The next thing you know, his next door neighbor turns his house into a shul, which he wishes he could use. And Amar, he says, Ilu ha'isi yodea shu na'ase beis ha'kinesis, lo yisi noder. The guy now claims, listen, if I'd have known it would become a shul, I'd have never taken that neder. But again, the Chacham's position is going to be, come on, you wouldn't have been concerned about it at that time. But Rabbi Eliezer Mata, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, since of course he's sincere, he wouldn't have taken the neder if he would have known it. That's sufficient grounds for a Pesach, and therefore to be Mata the neder. The Chacham Olshan, the Chacham say, no, it's insufficient, because they believe that since this house becoming a shul, or the son getting married within this moment of time, or the fellow who was a good-for-nothing becoming a Talmud Chacham, all those things were totally unexpected at the time, and a person, if it would have been suggested to him, he would have said, oh, come on, and make the nether anyways. Therefore, it can't, a nolad, an unexpected thing, unforeseeable thing, can't be used as a Pesach. And the din will be like the Chachamim, and of course, it'll be a tricky business. That'll be the burden of the Beis Din to decide what is nolad, because of course it's a bit of a gray line. What is something which is unforeseeable, unlikely to be foreseen? But here our Mishnah gave us examples, and we'll have some more in the next Mishnah.